So Lisa, on that particular paragraph that you're looking at, the one where it talks about the national, the committee to investigate, that should be cleared out a little bit to indicate that it is not a Supreme Court the type of a procedure.
I'm sorry, because I think the way that this was, and again, where's my Robert's Rules of Order?
This is saying
that once the chair of the LSB then submits, the trial assembly's findings to this committee, and then they could then come to this committee, and that this committee would ultimately be the one that would make the decision to whether or not to, you know, the LSB would recommend, this is what we recommend, and this committee would be the one to ultimately say yay or nay. But you all are saying, and I don't disagree with this, that no, once the LSB, they've had the trial, there's no need to drag this on, you know, it's something that they're handling locally, that they've had the trial, and they said that that this is what they think the person should happen. So why bring it back to this committee? If the LSB has had the trial, they've gone through this, and they said that this is what they find should happen, then we don't need that extra step of taking it back to this committee. And if the other people have a problem, they want to appeal, then they can just appeal it to the PND. You don't need to come back to this committee and then have this committee. Let it appeal it to the PND, I would think.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So
and the ad hoc would send the results anyway to the PMB, right? Anyway.
Yeah, the LSB definitely has to send the results to the ad hoc. I think we have, I mean, to this committee. Wait a minute. Do we have, I think we have, I'm going to write down this note. The LSB must send the results of the hearings or whatever, must send results of the hearing. To the RSD.
To the RSD.
Yeah. And the RSD, I guess, would make the report or whatever to the LSB. But must send the to the RSD. Now, I'm just going to put down here that we're going to omit paragraph, what paragraph were we looking at? We're going to omit paragraphs 31 through 33. Omit paragraphs 31 through 33. I think we had said something to that extent before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in paragraphs 31 through 33, right.
Right.
So Lisa, let me also just make sure, I want to be clear here, too, because the RSD is a part of the PNB.
Right.
So, therefore, that's what the RSD would report out to the PNB if there's any question about the results of the process and what the local station board went through as related to any... Okay, good. That adds closure then to the whole process.
Right.
And it would particularly go to the HR and or either to the legal counsel in case anything else crops up.
But actually, because this would be the board members, so they wouldn't go to HR because we're not board staff.
Right.
We're not
staff.
Have some staff who are board people, but for the most part,
right.
Yeah, but whatever action they might do as board members is not as staff members. In other words, if they do a travesty as a staff member, then that's handled over there. If they do something bad over here as a board member, then we would deal with it, and we should mix it because then we'll get into trouble.
So now, just briefly, the procedures for appeal, because they should have the right to say, I don't like what happened, let's take it to the PND. So maybe we should say that they have a certain amount of days after a decision has been rendered to appeal it. to make an appeal before the PMD.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many days do you want to give them?
Well, right now we have 35 days in here. I don't know why.
Maybe that's what we decided before.
At the very last paragraph.
My eyes are crossing, so maybe that's what we decided. 35 days is kind of long.
Yeah, 35, that's pretty long. Why don't you say within 7 days?
No, I would say, I shouldn't say no, because it's what the committee just thinks. Maybe within 14, what does the committee think? How many days?
Well, I already told you my number, 7, so
okay,
somebody
seven.
Else has another number.
Any other numbers? Do I hear 8? Do I hear 8? 7, 7, do I hear 8?
My guess would be that it's 35 because that guarantees that it will be announced at a PNB meeting.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Leslie?
I'm saying that, was it 35 days? Because formally an appeal has to be reported in a meeting. Is that what we were thinking?
Well,
that just sending the email
and or either agendized, so you can appeal within 7 days in order for it to be agendized somewhere.
Yeah.
Does it go to governance first?
No, I think. Well,
where does the appeal go to?
It just goes. I think it should go straight. Well, I would say straight to the CND.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Says the accused also has the right to appeal to the Pacifica National Board within 35 days of the committee to investigate allegations of racism and sexism's decision. Oh, wait a minute.
That has to be changed because it should be to invest. They have the right to appeal to the PMB to invest for the LSB decision.
Yeah, and that's
right.
LSB. Yeah.
Yeah, that's paragraph 34, the very last paragraph.
Right. Oh, 35 days. That still drags things on. I really think it's too long, folks.
Okay.
I would at least cut that in half. So do I hear 15?
Sure.
15, do I hear 15? Do I hear 20 now?
I'm just going with what was in here in the first place. I'm not for it necessarily, and 15 is fine by me.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I may have come up with that number because I'm getting it confused with other stuff I'm doing in terms of legal issues.
I got to
answer this.
Maybe you were thinking of paragraph number 35.
Could have been that too. Who knows?
That was funny.
That was good.
No. Come on, guys. Come on.
The accused has the right to appeal
the
to the
petition.
PNB.
15.
At
least 15.
Within 15 days.
Of the decision. Yeah.
And we should say via email because basically, you know, that's how I wouldn't want to make the process that they have to go through to appeal to be something so cumbersome that they have to send this and that. So we should appeal in writing.
And they can decide whether they'll send an email or a letter, or a telegram, or Pony Express.
Pony Express won't get there in time.
Oh,
at least not from Los Angeles.
If
we're going by Pony Express, I want those 35 days back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Email is what? About 2 seconds. Email's about 2 seconds.
Well, you know, we do everything else. Email, appeal in writing.
Well, I would think email is writing, unless you guys disagree with it.
I know it is writing. It is writing.
It's writing.
Yeah.
It's better than smoke signals. Yeah.
So that's pretty accepted. We accept that.
Yeah.
Email.
Right.
Very much so. As a matter of fact,
As a matter of fact, emails are convicting more people right and left now in this day and age.
Hello? Okay, so basically then the PMB then would look at, the PMB would look at all of the evidence and hear the audio and just, I'm wondering if we have the, I guess the accused would have the right then to the PMB would have the right to interview. I'm just thinking of maybe.
Let me tell you something, guys. I believe that if it would come to pass that this process would eventually kick in, and the person that was found guilty submitted their appeal to the PMB. I guarantee you that the PMB, upon receipt, would send the matter to the Racism, Sexism, and Diversity Committee for action. It would come back to us.
Well, you know something? The only thing...
Because remember, the National Board has the power to do that. They can refer it to committee, and who would they refer it to us, to this committee?
Mm-hmm. Or governance.
But I would just think that if somebody does not like the penalty that was imposed upon them, and 9 times out of 10 it could be like a severe suspension or a removal from the board, I would think that these would be the things that people would want to really appeal to the PMB. I would sort of think that they would want the whole PMB to weigh in on it.
How about 100 slashes with wet noodles?
Mm-hmm.
For all of those, we are only joking, who are listening out there in Pacifica land, that is a joke.
Seriously, going back to the PMB would weigh in, but won't you think that they would refer it to a committee for analysis and review and come back to the National Board for a recommendation?
Yeah, I would think so, and or either, depending on what the situation is, the PMB might recommend that the council look at it, refer it to staff to review, or it could go to governance for further discussion, or back to RSD for further discovery,
Because
I don't think the National Board would go into an appellate situation.
You said you don't think they would go into a what?
Appellate situation.
Depending on what the situation is, that's what I was saying. Depending on what the scenario is up for review, it may require that. The council look at it to make sure that all the I's dotted and T's crossed,
let me put it to you like this. With some of the cases I am familiar with, when people appeal something to the PMB that they didn't like that the LSB did, I just know that from their standpoint, they want the whole PMB to be the one to make that decision. Because how many people are on the PMB? 24 people or something like that?
22
people. So they want that entire body to weigh in on this. Although I guess the PMB has the right to ask, the attorney to weigh in on it,
RSD committee. Because we're such a litigious organization.
Litigious.
And we got to save money.
But I would think that we wouldn't want a long process, a long drawn out process either by the PMB. If somebody does not like the penalty that they have received, then
I think your paragraph saying that the person has a right to submit it to the PMB for review, that should be it, and we should just leave it at that.
And note that, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, not go any further, just say there's...
Because the PMB will then further decide how to handle it. Yeah.
But, Okay, so I'll try to dash something up. The PMV, mm-hmm. for review, we don't have to get into all that. Maybe there should be something. But I was just thinking, just real briefly, and then we can. I thought we would be off this call by 10:03.
Well, we're almost finished.
Right. I just think you know the part where the person has the right to appeal, to talk to the PMV, and it seems like maybe that might be something that could be in here, that if they want to appeal it, that they can also, you know, talk to the
PMB.
Yeah, just say it that the decision of can be appealed to the PMB and 15 days within 15 days, you know, and period. That's it.
Yeah.
But you don't think if a person wants to also talk with the TMB to say, look, you know, I wrote this, but I want to tell you a little bit more. I think what happened was so unfair.
That could be a part of the appeal. You write that in the appeal, and I would like to present this to you, and then the PMB can respond to the person by saying, we've scheduled such and such a time. I mean, we can't dictate the outcome or the actions of the PMB except to say that the PMB has received this information and this appeal, and the PMB will decide which way they want to, you know, take an action on it.
But let me put it to you
right back to the person.
Right. Let me just say this real quickly. In paragraph 32, it says a meeting is then set up by the RSD committee, which would not be asked to allow for the accused and his or her counsel to make statements before it. How about something? Do we think something like this should be if the accused wants to also make statements before the PMB in the appeal process, that they should be allowed to do so?
Okay.
Not just write it, but also that they can, as part of the appeal process, they can request a meeting in which they will be able to make their statements before the PMB, and that would also allow the other side to make their statements before the PMB, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound reasonable?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then the PMB makes their decision, and that's it. No.
Yeah, and the decision might be, no, we don't want to meet and talk with you.
Believe me, they'll want to talk to the PMB. I have never known anybody who was feeling something so serious about their membership or whether or not they could be an LSB member who didn't want to go and face the PMB themselves. So anyway,
Let me ask, we are talking about a telephonic meeting, right? They don't
Thanks,
Leslie, because I see dollar signs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. And or everybody having to head to an in-person meeting and
and then we would have to pay for their travel and et cetera.
This would be telephonic, but usually what happens is these things usually always spill over into the in-person meeting, and they'll come and see the PMB anyway. They'll be like, let me tell you something right now. So that is how that has worked in the past. So, but they can request a meeting via telephonic meeting, and of course if the PMB happens to be coming into their signal area at a certain time and they decided to have it, then, you know, that would be on the PMB to decide, but telephonic meetings would suffice.
And will they have the choice of the open meeting of the PMB or the exec session of the PMB? And they could choose that themselves, right?
Well, I would think if they just had the trial open, that and they want people to know that they didn't do it, they might want it to be an open session. But I guess maybe we can let them.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess we can let them decide if they want it. But, you know, because we had the trial, so if they want to talk to the PMB, because it's not like a trial, they want to talk, if they want it to be an executive session or an open session, that I guess at that point could be up to the one who's appealing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might. Okay, so we'll do it like that because right now it's 10 o'clock at night in New York time, and I'm sure people on the West Coast are hungry. And, okay, everybody.
And, And can we go ahead and let you, Lisa, wrap it up? Well, my question is this. Are we ready to send it out, or do we want to, you know, for the next group that is going to be coming in, let them continue the work?
Well,
what do you think?
I would like to write it up. Maybe if you all wanted a day or two to look at it, and then send it to the Pacifica Council, because he surely needs to weigh in on this.
Sure.
And then it would be something ready for the next group coming in. To because we haven't passed this. We're not in a position to pass this.
Okay. I guess that was my question. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just one question. Are any of you all coming back to the PND? Do you know? Oh, that's. I don't know if you guys have already elected your director. That might be too premature to ask. Okay.
This is Leslie, and let me ask this group. We've put in hours and hours of work on this. Okay.
Yes.
We have until the 21st to approve this. Can we get together for 5 minutes between now and the 21st and approve it and send it on if council says it's okay and good to go?
Yeah.
What day is today?
Today's the 10th, and the 21st is what, next Tuesday or so?
No, the 21st is Friday. Next Friday, to 12 days from now? Open up the... Here I go again. Open up the calendar and put us into a calendar 7 days from now or 8 days from now, and we can come back.
Okay.
The only problem, Leslie, the only problem is that if we don't get six people, our goose is cooked. So...
Yeah, we'll end up...
I think if we're this close and we promise a 5-minute meeting, we can do it.
I am for that, but I would just say that in terms of my own time, my time is like stretched so thin. So it might just take me a minute to get it to council. That would be the only thing. I could try to do this by what's today, Monday. And it's like I have a meeting almost every night this week in addition to working.
What I was alluding to, Leslie,
mm-hmm.
is approve it right now. Have Andrea take the minutes, informally read the results of what we've approved and connect with emails. And then on the 20th, 19th or 20th, or whenever Lisa is ready, she ships it off to the general counsel for consideration.
And then leaves it, if the general counsel comes back with changes, we leave those for the next group?
To the new group. I don't know, to the new group.
Yeah.
Because
I would do that. I would go with that. If we can get it that far... mm-hmm. I'm just afraid a new group is going to want to come in and tear it all up.
Well, a lot of us aren't
returning.
Andrea, are you coming back? Andrea, are you coming? Do you think it might come back? Are you running, by the way?
I'm trying to, and I would like to come back to this.
Are you running?
Yes, I'm running. Yeah, but
okay.
I don't know what the result will be. And
of course.
But Lisa, I have the 17th. But that's a holiday, I gotta say. The 18th, where if I could just spend some time with you, and just trying to focus on that, I would be willing to try to do that.
Why don't we try this? Are you talking about the 18th for a meeting?
Yeah, just to rewrite or do whatever you want to add on to or whatever in order to get this out.
Well, what I'm going to try to do is do it in isolation. Okay. Right. I'm going to try to tomorrow night come home and try to get this out and at least with my notes and all of that. But I'm thinking that if we get this to Ricardo, Because if I'm able to do it by then, to do this by the 19th or by tomorrow, whatever is what I, by tomorrow is what I need. And we get this out to Ricardo, you know, if everybody agrees, you know, they can look at it, maybe we can get it out to Ricardo by Wednesday. And if we set up for a meeting on the 18th or whatever, I know a 5-minute meeting would be great, but maybe we could ask Ricardo if he would like to be at that meeting. Because I can't imagine him just saying, okay, this is good.
Well, we've got a calendar problem, and I'm staring at the calendar, so please be aware of that.
All of the days are taken up.
Except for the 20th.
And the 20th is Saturday.
No, the 20th of January is a Thursday.
Oh, well, sorry.
Maybe we can set it up for the 20th, the meeting. And if Ricardo comes back to us, you know, and maybe we might.
If we can do it on the 20th, but that's the only day that's free. I mean, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, but obviously that's a holiday weekend.
Right.
That's true. Yeah,
but
so let's.
20th,
I'll put a hold on it for me.
Right. Yeah, let's do it for the 20th, and then we'll send this to Ricardo, and we'll just ask him if he can give his comment, and maybe. We can even invite him if he wants to be on the meeting, if that doesn't send up the money for Pacifica. If that doesn't, you know, he doesn't, I don't know how he charges with his participation.
Like all lawyers, he has a timer on his telephone, and it tells him how many minutes he's on the call.
So we'll ask him.
I'm serious. Don't laugh, Andrea. I'm serious. You know, they all do that. They get on the phone call and they have timers, and because they don't want to get into a situation where they get accused, you know, that they're overcharging. So they got timers. And go ahead. Sorry.
Let's be honest. Counsel is going to have to go over this in any case. Mm-hmm. Whether it's here or with the PNB, everyone's going to demand that counsel go over it. If he goes over it with us, we're in a position to fix it before the PNB has to say, okay, and now send it back to the committee.
Mm-hmm.
The money's going to be spent one way or another. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we can ask him to come then on the... So we can ask him to be on this meeting? I mean, to be on this call?
I'm fine with it.
I'll tell you guys, he doesn't have to be, I mean, the purpose of, this is my belief, please, the purpose of the meeting, if we can get a quorum on the 20th, is for him to give us feedback, which he could probably give us in 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
He could write it up, you know, assuming we send it to him electronically. He could just put his comments in there that way, too.
Also.
Yeah, he really could.
I would like to see from him suggested wording.
Uh-huh.
If he's going to go that far, let's have him make the suggestions. Because quite often lawyers make notes and you're sitting there going, yeah, and what do we do about it?
Right.
And I just don't want to end up just talking. Why doesn't he have a chance to read it? And then, like you said, Leslie, is to input suggested wording.
Yeah. We don't have to accept it, but at least we have it in front of us and we know what it is he's thinking about.
Right. I go along with that. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like you said, come home and try to get all these little notes and get all this worked out tomorrow. That's my goal. And then, you know, send it back to you guys one more time, and then maybe you guys can even give input into the letter to Ricardo or something like that if you want, but we can try to get this done within 3 days maximum, and then that gives him a chance to look at it and to let us know what's up.
I recommend that when, you know, just because I'm thinking about it, when you send the email, that you list us, the names of the members?
At least the six
that are constant or the quorum. At least Alonso, Alberto, Mia, Leslie, and Andrea.
as members of this committee.
Yeah.
The ones who worked on the document. Okay.
Well, and that they're also PMB members.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
And I would very much like to thank Lisa for all the work that she put into this.
Incredible.
My God, girlfriend, you have bent over backwards to make this happen.
Really.
I just
thank
everybody.
Been at it for a long time, I hear. So I'm just really proud to be with you on this one. Yeah.
I just thank everybody.
And also, the committee, let me just say this, because of the, we did pass one motion out of this committee, you know, on
disability.
You know, the disability, that's right. And that got passed by the PMB. So,
and it was, I understand it was unanimous.
It was
unanimous.
Yes.
Thank you, Alberto. Alberto's motion.
Yes, yes. So, we've got something out of this committee, and it's the first time since I've been on the board that we've been worked on this project that we got some kind of closure. So I feel good about it.
Well, I think that this is a really great step that we've taken, because there have been no procedures or anything like this, and we're showing people that we're serious, and this is a document that was so needed. I think it gives at least a good guide for people, you know, it gives people something to think about and to let them know that we are serious. And I think, the next work, the next frontier, I think in terms of part of this would also be now also helping with the, you know, with the committees of inclusion, because there was a motion that was passed that brought in the scope of this committee, and it did, not that we oversee the committees of inclusion, but we're supposed to work together with them. And so that would also be another, another milestone to really helping to work with the committees of inclusion and to have strong committees that we don't just talk about inclusion and stopping racism, but we really are trying to put the instruments together to do it.
That would be tremendous.
I think I'm going to want to be a little bit more optimistic, that I think that the next generation of of this committee is going to be fairly good. I am being optimistic. I think they're going to continue with this process regardless of how far we get with this. My thought on this one is that we want to send something out to somebody, either to the board or to council, which I think we're going to do that. And I think that's an accomplishment.
Right.
I do too.
Yeah, I do.
So do I.
Me too. Yeah.
But anyway, good folks.
Okay.
I must say good night now, and you guys are great.
So just before we go, Andrea, will you be able to stick, or do you think we might want to get John to do what to help you get the posting for Thursday the 20th?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, let's see if we can get him on the telephone as soon as we hang up on this meeting.
And you put it in the calendar, Andrea?
Yeah, for the 20th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Time. I got that. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I will talk with you all. Good night, good folks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.